Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
So 15 years ago, when I was taking classes at George Fox University towards the completion of my Master of Business Administration degree, my professor had us read a book on effective leadership by Peter Drucker. And thinking back, I wish it would have been this gospel reading today that we were assigned to read to learn how to become an effective leader. And the reason that I wish that I was assigned to read this gospel passage instead of Peter Drucker's book is because this gospel reading today gives us a look into what an effective leader is about. One who is willing to become a servant leader, whose strategy is to become more like the servant Christ. And to become the servant Christ is to give up ourselves for the good of others. In whatever it is, in forgiving, in lifting one another's spirit up, in praying for one another, in giving alms, in caring for the sick and the homebound, or in letting go of resentment and hatred towards another person, etc. And that is when we imitate and follow the servant Christ, whom to the deep and humble human act of service has given us a model and a good example of a servant leader. And this evening, we heard Jesus recognized by his disciples as master and teacher, lowers himself to that level and washes his disciples' feet. And even goes further as washing the feet of the one who would betray him, washing the feet of the one who would deny him, and washing the feet of those who would fall asleep in his hour of greatest need, of companionship and prayer. And so, dear brother and sister in Christ, we are called to be like him, to lay down our lives for another. And furthermore, even for those who are offending us. And so, whatever it is you are called to be, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a friend, a boss, an employee, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, the head of a household, a priest, etc. Each of us is called to be a servant leader, to be in charge of how we are carrying out and giving away ourselves in the service of others. Because St. Francis of Assisi reminds us that in giving up ourselves, we receive much more. And after washing the feet of his disciples, Jesus commanded his disciple, "As I have done for you, you should also do." And so these words in the narratives of the washing of the feet remind us of the institution of the ministerial priesthood, which has continued on to this day in the ordination of the ministerial priesthood, who are called to carry out the work of the servant Christ in caring for you, his flock. And at the same time, we heard from the word of St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, proclaiming to us the word of the institution of the Eucharist. This is my body that is for you. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so these words of consecration that the priests use when consecrating the ordinary bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ for us to receive. And as we receive Christ, we become like Christ. For St. Augustine, and so to become like Christ is to become like the servant Christ who served God and others without counting the cost. And so, dear brother and sister in Christ, let us now enact the washing of the feet and later participate in the consecration of the Eucharist at this altar, which is for us not only a way to cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus, but also a communal way of living for others, following the deep and humble human act of service, the example that Jesus provides for us.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.